Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your DM and narrator, and we are on a side hustle for the Syndicated Gambit Group. But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Void Shift, go ahead and start us off.
Hi, everybody. I'm Void. Today, playing as Red Jack, and my 20 is 11. I'm passing along.
I am Ben, and today I am playing Dark Arbor. Let's go. I've got a 4. Passing over to Badger.
Hi, I'm Badger. It's, and I'll be playing Taser Squire, though the E is silent, so it's Squire. And I guess I think I actually accidentally pre-rolled, but if you let me roll again, sure, why not?
Go for it.
Nope.
No lightsabers this time. So, after heading out from your meeting at the casino with Yunoshin and the rest of the Kabuto Syndicate, you have your team approaching one of the Blacksite backup servers for the Amon Drone Observation Network. Once the team is ready to start progressing, the Bodak should be sending to another backup server, as well as the Gabos to a third location. They're going to start their fires and complications there to drive all of the information and backup servers here to try to handle a load of the entire network. And that's where you guys are being brought in to hopefully get in, destroy them, and then get out. You know that this location does have Amon guards here. There are cameras on both outside and inside. Right now, you're suspecting, unless something's changed, there should be about 8 guards in total on this premises. You know that once the security systems are alerted, you'll have a 5-minute timer before the APD, Amon Protection Division, comes in. You do know those are heavy hitters, and they are fairly dangerous, so where do you all want to start?
Red Jack does have a holocloak, so I would like to say that he has a Amon security guard template saved on it, so he would be able to kind of disguise himself up close if he needed to.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
I have a feat that lets me just disguise self, and like I have to completely believe the persona, so I could also just be immediately changing into another guard if we know what they look like.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's definitely one approach. We could go in kind of through the front door and just, I don't know, feign an inspection.
Talking out of character, as I assume we're doing right now. Arbor, are you able to do anything like that, Ben? Or are you just stealthy?
I can pretend to be a tree. I can hide in a corner. If there's like pot plants or something, maybe I can just be a pot plant. And a tree's outside, maybe I could be a tree. And like when the doors open, slip in and be a tree inside. the receptionist looks to the corner, like, I don't remember there being a plant there before. Where did that come from? There's me in the corner, like, I'm a tree. I was always here.
I would point that Taser would just be giving the judgiest look a tree can give another tree.
I'm a complicated class, but I'm a simple tree.
Jeff, the building, the server backup building, are there any other kind of buildings around it? I also have the Hedron mining gear, so I can kind of get around as well.
Yeah, it looks like this nondescript building is set in the southwest in the warehouse district. So there's larger buildings around here, but they're not corporate buildings, right? They're maybe 2-floor, but they're for storage, vehicle parts. You know, this isn't too far from the edge of the district where before you'd head down into the Selene area. So it's fairly quiet. But what sets it off is you guys noticing there's a lot of cameras about for this nondescript one-story building. You imagine it probably goes underground. But there's not a lot of foot traffic here as well.
Almost seems like our best way in, well, maybe not best way in, but first way in is straight through the front gates, front entrance.
How about this? Like, one of you could, like, wheel me in and be like, this is a new pot plant, put me in the corner, and then I just, like, release some poison and knock people out or something.
Talking out of character, I am in a wheelchair that's, you could probably be pushing me. So, like, you don't have to stealth, but you're meant unoffered, maybe that gets you in. Or you could, if you're small enough, maybe you could hide under the chair.
No, I'm just gonna still like 5.5 feet or something. Like,
I mean, my chair is large,
but like I could be being delivered and just be pretending to be a tree or a pot plant or something. Like, I'm a big ficus. stick me in the corner.
I'm curious about the roof. Does it look like there's maybe any access and even cameras directed that way?
Yeah, as far as the roof goes, there are two cameras on the roof. There is an standard kind of outside shed that they have up there that does have a locked door that you assume would go down into the building. And like a lot of these kind of industrial area kind of warehouse buildings, they'd have a water heater up on the roof that would connect in. Mm-hmm. You can see like the fan ducts that blow air out from inside.
But I still think we could go through the front. And Ben, like, going upside the roof will probably have more security to a degree than the front, as in either way, one slip up and we're dead. But at least we're inside. So we may, even though we're trapped to death, we've also got a quick end. We're in, you know, like.
And it'll probably be easier to see what there is there.
Also,
yeah,
you're really good at stealthing, right, Ben?
Yeah, yeah.
Like all of us. So, like.
I'm pretty good at disguise.
And me and you can disguise ourselves, but I'm saying I cast a pretty big shadow. You could just stealth with maybe my wheelchair's giving you an assistance to the stealthing. So you could, like, hide well. Basically, it's just you've got a lot more places to hide with me and the droid casting pretty big shadows.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, I think we could try that. That could work.
And if shit goes wrong, you go get ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm built to talk, so I can intimidate us a little bit way in, hopefully.
So as of right now, each of you do have two grapefruit-sized military-grade EMPs. They have a 120-foot radius burst. They're not going to go through too many walls before their power gets cut down. So, like, you'd want to probably get bombs to the main room. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be able to necessarily guarantee the damage to be done if you put them, like, outside of it. But each of you have two. You guys can redistribute those as you see fit.
Jeff, I don't suppose this is the kind of building that lots of people are coming in and going out of, right?
Nope. Yeah, it's supposed to be a black site, so it's supposed to be off the main grid. If you didn't know that this was the backup server location, you'd probably just walk by this without a second thought.
But it does have obvious guards outside it, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, I think we slip in the front and be like replacement guards or something, right? And
shift change.
I can just hide. In the
shade. Are any of you two good at talking?
No, not really.
Which one does that need? Which skill?
Like diplomacy, deception, sense motive can count.
My sense motive is not good. I actually take a -4 because I'm an android.
Oh, fuck.
So that part's not great.
Maybe we don't do the talking. We just...
No, I'm very good at talking. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's all right. Yeah, no. But... It looks like we have a plan set, but then we go and talk our way in. Do we know where our device is located? Do we know what floor potentially? Do we have a layout plan of the building? Yeah.
Black sites are tough to get blueprints of. From the information that Yuno was able to get, it should be one floor down, so underground, to get to those protected servers.
It seems easy, but it's a black site, so probably not that easy. Well, maybe there's more information on the actual interior, like maybe like full layouts. Maybe it goes down further than one basement floor.
If we get in there, you can hack in and have a dig around and hopefully find a more reliable layout or something.
It is best we go through this room by room. If we attempt to seize control of a room or its information without being detected, that would be our best bet. And then moving in slowly and slowly by there. Because then we have an escape route also that way. Because if we have control. So if we could get into systems and have a base layout, that'd be good. But this is a secure black site. There's no way they have secure layouts. Like,
yeah,
you only know by your level of, like, security you have. We'd have to find someone high ranking to even know roughly two more levels in the place. Can anyone hack?
So I have a 10 and disabled device. The closest thing I could think of.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, device. It's,
okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Then, yes, I have a +10 to disable the computer.
Ah, yeah, we'll probably be good then.
So the side building basement thing, I think, might be a good idea as, like, a backup. Like, if we had an idea of, like, which building's beside, maybe we could just be aware of where it is, like, on the way out if we needed, like, an alternate escape route.
Then, yeah, maybe we do need the layouts, then. Maybe we should burn a flashback.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Like, if we get two per session, like, there's only going to be so many opportunities that are going to come up. So, yeah, let's go for it.
Yep, I'm down.
Very well. Using a flashback, who did you capture?
Nope. We need to... The one person who would have Let me see, it's been Taser's forte. The person it would know everyone needs is normally either the custodian, so the janitor, or the scientists who are normally taken in the black vans because they are not good at walking around stealthily because that's not their job. That would be one of those guys we'd have taken. So someone who either worked down there as a technician or a custodian who would have had more remote access and maybe even a custodian access point we could enter.
Somebody with less counter-interrogation training?
Well, I have detect thoughts as a spell, so like could use that during the flashback.
And I can force people to become allies temporarily of an intimidate, as well as... Interesting. Also, if we go to the custodian, I might be able to know where, if he could tell us also maybe where the water is. It could contaminate their water to, because if there's one thing you need in a black site, everyone's thirsty.
Just everyone in tight yoga pants.
Yeah, in tight yoga pants. With their like stomach showing from the heat. It's just hot yoga. It's actually testing in interrogation sites through hot yoga study to see how long people last.
But yeah, we'll cut back then to earlier this morning. The three of you have grabbed a Lycal custodian that had come out of here in the early morning, one of the graveyard shift members. The small Lycal on Darix looks panicked as they are sat in a chair here. You guys have them in one of the empty warehouses of the area.
Taser would have one of them, probably the more scary looking one, so the droid, holding them down, but not like tie bit, basically with their hand on their shoulder.
Yeah, the Lycal, you're thinking about a 3.5-4 foot tall, dark blue skin, red hair, as they're looking around. Who are you people? I don't have a lot of money.
They just sit here at a weird noise of a chair slowly coming towards them into the light.
The creepy creaking.
And a smiling Autori upper body staring at them. You have answers. We have questions.
The Lycal will look around. I don't know too much. They have the Artori in the spider-like mobility device. I imagine they don't see Dark Arbor or find it odd that this interrogation site has one potted plant in it.
And they probably just hear from the darkness a voice being like, Taser, just ask the questions. I'm already in their head.
Yeah, we'll give them a check here to try and resist detect thoughts. But I don't believe they pass with the 12.
No.
So you're getting a bunch of panic pictures of this Lycal, like last week they remember getting like really drunk. Did they piss somebody off? They're trying to think if they cut somebody off on the road coming here. Like, why would they be kidnapped? You know, you're getting those mental flashes of everything he thinks he might have done wrong in the last like 2 weeks.
Taser, they're panicking. Just ask about the layout.
Can Red Jack start massaging his shoulders a little? Maybe get him to relax. He's obviously is an android and is not getting all the social cues, but after he hears panic, it's like, oh, this is what organics decide can relieve stress, and then just starts working both of his hands into his shoulders, perhaps a little painfully, in an attempt to calm him.
This is playing good mobster, bad mobster going on here.
Taser would then look at Red Jack and just be like, and just go, harder. We need the plans. You will answer.
Red Jack, they'll increase pressure a little bit.
Red Jack, go ahead and give me an intimidate, and this will aid Taser Squire's check.
All right, here it comes. 7.
The Lycal squirms a bit beneath it, as you're an assassin droid, so massage isn't exactly your wheelhouse. There, you know, pressure points, right? Like,
it's like being in one of those airport massage chairs.
Yeah, like it's hitting the shoulder wrong, and he's twitching. So not only is he kind of trying to figure out what he did wrong, but there's also that slow dread of, I think this thing's trying to hurt me. But we'll, in between the shoulder rub, we'll lay out. What do you need? Layout for what?
Layout of the black site you are treating. Do not lie to me.
Server room. We need the server room.
When Dark Arbor talks, Taser does it, stares at him to shut up.
We've probably got our telepathy going in the background here, so like we say, things to each other and just like, let me handle this.
Just simple, shut up. Oh, and I'm also going to use my intimidation tone to add a plus one to my intimidation.
And Teaser, go ahead and roll me your intimidate. They fail the save against your diplomacy spell, so they're not going to remember the threats, the awkward massage, or the weird potted plant which keeps telling everyone to focus.
Yeah, just like every minute, like you're hit Taser. Anytime you speak to Taser, you are they turn one eye about looking away from the guy to just give you the stare down of shut up. We are working.
How do you do that with your eye?
25.
With a 25, the Dodian here will calm down as the magic kind of assuages away a little bit of that fear. As they get turned friendly for at least the next hour here to answer questions, we'll.
Yeah. How Taser does it though with the spell is that they literally just grab, they just take their very, very long clawed hand and just like cut up from the neck to the under the chin and just smile at them and release the spell into their blood.
Yeah, the server rooms are best accessed through the second underground floor. You have to come up into that room. It's in the center of the building, so.
Good. A joyful tone. Good. Can you tell us more descriptions or a layout map you have been given?
I don't have a map, but yeah, if you go in through the front on the third door on the right are the stairs. You'll take those down two floors. The second floor does have some holding cells for leftover equipment from another site, but in the center of that room, there should be a maintenance closet that you can take the ladder up into the center of the building where the server room is.
Friendly tone. Would you please, friend, give me your passcode?
I have this, and it will hold up his basically key card.
It makes points to Red Jack to take it.
I will snag it.
Good.
There are always at least a few guards in the server room, friends, and a couple on the bottom floor. They do know there is an automated sentry in the server room that you have to actually apply the card to turn it off before it will activate.
How many custodians are there?
There's a daytime one and a nighttime one, and we rotate.
So just you, friend?
There'll be another one in the daytime.
We'll mentally communicate to you two if you want, like, what questions you want us to ask. I don't know if my spell applies to anyone else being friendly, to him friendly too. So do either of you two have a question?
Ask where the security station is.
Friendly tone. Where is the security station, friend?
The observance room is on the first floor, should be the second door on the right.
Are there any new people or high level attending? Are you aware?
No, it's mostly just guards here. Usually a couple times a week, they'll bring in some information security to do backup tests, but I usually don't see them.
What day?
Thursdays.
Good, friend.
Is today Thursday?
I mean, this is a flashback, so today could be Thursday.
And what time of day is it right now? Did we just pick him up off of his night shift?
Flashback, yeah. I figured you guys would have grabbed him on his way out.
We would have had the tree just pretend to be a tree and then have just grabbed him and shoved him in the van.
Yeah. Man, I parked really close to this tree. I don't remember that.
Just like whispers to them, psst, hey buddy, come over here. What, a tree is talking to me?
All right, anything else? You're good?
There's only one custodian, so with changing as him is no point. Although I can't disguise myself as someone else.
While I've been holding him, my holocloak has been scanning him to mimic his janitorial outfit. So at least it'll fit like my stature. Thinking if there's only supposed to be one.
Yeah, we can't impersonate him.
Yeah,
Hey, one of you could be him, one of you could be look like a guard.
One of us could be him, it's true, and one of us could be, and the other two could be a thing. That might work, provided that he doesn't come into work, and he doesn't, like... And does my thing say he'll be a friend? How long is he going to help me for again?
So he'll basically answer any questions for, like, the next hour. Like, he's a friend, and he doesn't remember any of the bad parts of this.
So yeah, we could just tie him up and then, like...
Yeah, he just doesn't go into work the next day, and he go in the next day instead.
Yeah, he's a graveyard guy, he was on the way out, so... At this point, yeah, if you tie him up it's so he doesn't go, like, report this, But otherwise, he's going home to go to bed.
Goes back to him in friendly tone. What time do you start your shift, friend?
11 p.m.
11 p.m. Do the guards' shifts change in any of those times?
I don't know. The guards have their own shifts.
Pats on the head. Good friend.
Yeah, I definitely think we can just, like, tape up his mouth, tie him to a chair, and hope he doesn't report us after that.
You're saying this mentally, right?
Yeah, through the silver.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we got everything. Time to silence him.
Friend.
Wait, no, not murder. You, silence.
Friend, we need you to let us keep you here longer. You have an infection from that nasty wound. We will treat it. And I just look at the other two, just, you know, start covering his eyes and...
Not a worry, it's a flashback, so...
We left him with the Syndicate safe house. Just before the end of the flashback, Taser would have looked at Dark Arbor when the guy had left and going, that intimidation tone, do not speak over me.
Okay.
And then that would have been it, just staring at him, doing that eye thing that creeps him out.
How do you do that?
It's skill issue.
So yeah, we can totally use all that information, sneak ourselves through the front door, find the security room, disable or whatever, all the security stuff, and we got bombs and stuff. We could just set the whole building on fire, right?
Wheeljack, can you look completely different? Or do you just look like a droid?
No, I can completely look different with the holo cloak.
Well, since you're also the hacker, it is best you be the janitor.
Well, we have Red Jack pushing Taser as the janitorial equipment with Dark Arbor hiding on the chair.
Yeah, yep. Hiding on my lap. It hurts, but it's fine. We're basically stuck face, tree to tree face to tree face. No, two things who don't blink, just staring at each other.
I'll mind my roots.
Intimidation tone. You do that.
All right, so what time are you all going in?
The 11.
Was it 11:30 his shift starts?
Yeah, so basically showing up to cover for the shift that he's not showing up for?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, and Red Jack here is looking exactly like him.
I should be able to do that. I'm typically 6 foot, but...
Yeah, and he was about 3.5 feet, so...
Well, we're all tall.
Just scrunch down, like, the illusions created through the holo cloak, which is a giant poncho. So I suppose I could just crouch walk the whole way there.
Perfect. I assume you have some in bluff, right?
I have +9 to bluff, yes.
Nice, yeah, it'll be fine.
Good, yeah.
Approaching here at night, the two guards that are outside, currently chatting, sharing a cigarette, will watch as you approach. Are you at full size? Are you on your knees pretending to be this Lykel, or are you pretending to cover for him and being a different person?
Oh, that's a good point. You could just be a replacement janitor, like he's off sick. Like,
but that seems way more like it's a black site. They would have to okay you. You should pretend to be him, because at a black site, they don't just let anyone replace.
Yeah, I'll try to like walk on my knees or just crouch walk the whole time, keeping up the Lykel stature if I can.
All right, then as you approach, the guards here, I look over. Darks, what the hell, man? You're late.
Oh yeah, the bus schedule, they changed it on me, and they were late with another pickup. I barely made it, and mimics wiping his brow.
Yeah, one of the other guards, don't give him any shit. You know, there's been a lot going on. A lot of the other sites, dangerous. Probably took his time getting here.
Yeah, really sorry, guys. Had to pick up more equipment, as you can see. Here's my equipment, as usual.
Yeah, go and give me your disguise check.
All right.
All of us or just Red Jack?
Just Red Jack at the moment.
So the disguise is +5, which is 14, but the holo cloak gives a +10, so 24.
They'll take a quick glance. Nah, this all seems pretty on par. They seem to be a little bit distracted listening to their own radios and chatting amongst each other. So as you approach, you'll be able to swipe the card. You'll see the light on the swiper go from red to green. Before you will hear those pneumatic seals and you enter into that opening area. There is one person behind the desk who will look up from some screens, hand arcs, before going back to work.
Hey, how you doing? Working hard, hardly working.
And they'll take a sip of their coffee. But you two, as the equipment, are you wanting to do a stealth for this or a disguise?
Me, it's a disguise.
All right.
I'll go for stealth, I guess, because I am still doing a tree.
Yeah, you're trying to be part of the equipment, so go and give me your guys' stealth. And
your head is the sponge mop.
Ooh, that's a 20 on stealth.
So, 32.
Fuck it all.
Oh,
thank God I got 32.
Yeah, the front desk person here will kind of look over and give kind of an odd side glance. All three of you are welcome to give me a sense motive.
Oh, I have a thing for that. If I can see the person. Can I see the person?
I mean, you can. If it's a spell, it may have verbal or somatic components that will clearly...
It says just see a person, so it's just staring. So that's why I'm asking if I can see them.
Nope. Go ahead.
28.
Looks like the front desk person here, you know, they side glance as they take a sip of their coffee. You see a saving squid on the side of the cup. Looks like just one of the generic ones from the kitchen. Dark Arbor, you are doing an excellent mop impression.
Hey.
But Taser, you would notice that the front desk person here, their left hand would shift from their keyboard over to something else you can't see over the desk before they go back to looking at screens.
I would say minutely, concerned tone, we have possibly been found out.
Yeah, I'll use my telepathy, just be like, best be quick then. Well, we get up to the security room and then we can try and sort things out from there. That was on the first floor, I think Jeff said.
It's on the first floor, second door on the right. The third door on the left is the one that goes down the stairs.
I was just wondering if Dark Arbor would be able to detect her thoughts as we're leaving, just to confirm my suspicion.
That's using up a spell slot that
gotcha.
Probably better used for something else.
Do you use many spells?
Yeah, I can put them into my bombs.
Oh, okay. Fair.
So if she's kind of onto us, we could, like, we head over to the security desk and try to, like, disable any security systems that would alert anymore. Just kind
of. We could do that if you can do that stealthily, which you're a ninja.
Yep. Once we get into the room, I should be able to do that.
Actually, wait, let me ask. GM, do I know what she did was a thing? Could it have been anything?
It could have been something else, but the action looks like it was done to try to not be noticed by the custodian.
Okay, so yeah, fair assumption that she saw one of us.
Okay, then if she's already triggered something, then there's probably something going through the system.
Ooh, maybe there's something on the wall of a side that you could hack into. That we could get before it's transmitted through.
Yeah, if there's something like that, but like we're still kind of in plain view of her.
Oh, yeah, I meant as we're moving.
I mean, this is what, hallway? Looks like there's three doors on either side. You'd see the back here, it just has the Amon logo on the wall. As he goes back to slurping on his coffee.
Yeah, I say we make a move for the security desk, and at the very least, we'll have the door between us, between the security guard there. Who knows who's actually inside that. If we have to, we can deal with quickly. Try to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, if it was an alert, we'd be being swarmed already, so... If anything, it's at best like a warning or like something. So let's just go.
Yeah. Yep.
Very well. Then moving down the hallway past the front desk person, if you're going to the observation room, security observation office, the second door here, you're able to swipe your card and light turns from red to green. Inside, there's cameras that look to be looking all throughout the building. And there's one Amon guard in here. Their auto rifle at their hip. You know, they have a cup of water there. Next to them is they'll turn around. Oh, starting up here on Darks?
Yeah, you know it. Figure get the easiest places done first. And he puts out a thumbs up.
GM, do we know the guy's janitor name? Like, did we actually ask or learn what that guy's name was?
The guy you're impersonating?
Yeah.
In Darks?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
The guard here will say, what do you need? 10 minutes?
Yep, 10 minutes would be great. Should be less than that, but I'll let you know.
Yeah, go ahead and toss me a bluff.
Here we go.
This isn't necessarily a posed one. It's mostly, okay, 20 is fine. That's enough of a, said with enough confidence that they have no reason to be suspicious. And so the guard here will get up and go, grab a cup and have a smoke, so I'll be back in just a bit.
See you in a jiffy. And if he could say certain words, he would say jiffy in italics.
Jiffy.
The guard will head out of this room before you hear him. Andrew, how's it going? Oh, not bad, not bad. Long night. Yep. You can hear him. Heading out as the door closes. You are in this room here with cameras all about showing the three floors.
Could I cast Sif just in case there's something extra the custodian didn't know about? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, go and roll me a perception check with a -5.
Perception. So that would be 11.
Yeah, going through here, I mean, trash bin under the desk. What Sif technically says that you perceive by sight or touch, so basically just shows like, you know, side panelings for computers, things like that. You don't find anything that's, you know, secret traps or secret cameras or anything like of that sort. But yeah, I mean, you can see there are four guards in the server room that seem to be more or less kind of sat down talking to each other. Looks like there's two guards on the bottom floor guarding the stairwell that goes up. One of the screens shows the rooftop as well as the outside of the building. There is an alert on one of the screens. Looks like it's just tucked in the corner of the custodian has arrived.
Oh.
Oof.
You dish. I mean, Jim.
But you'll notice that the alert that is there has a little check mark next to it saying Omeda confirmed.
I would also be giving parts of myself so that it looks like Red Jack is taking parts to clean. It's just like parts of my equipment. Like probably technically holding my pistol right now, rubbing it against the table.
Dark Arbor would be completely useless in that room. So like maybe we just place him outside as like you pot plant in this corridor here. And if anyone comes, he can either take care of them or like warn the others.
Yeah, I think I can.
Yeah.
With Dark Arbor. Is there maybe like a coat rack or like a spare chair in there that I can kind of put outside the room to make it not as obvious that it's just like, hey, here's this random plant.
Hey, you're the custodian. You can just put stuff like that around. Like, there's probably plants in this place, right?
It's more of like, hey, Jeff, what's in this room?
It's a observational security room, so there's probably a couple chairs in case like they need an extra pair of eyes. But say there's a coat rack in here, trash can. A small room closet.
Okay, I'll shuffle nonchalantly a few of those things out while putting Dark Arbor kind of nearby it, but not like obstructing his vision of anything else going on, and closing the door back up.
Okay, and so Dark Arbor, you're just you're in the hallway here.
Yep.
You'll see the front desk guy from this angle. You can see one of his screens is playing Harvest Farm as he's clicking away, collecting his carrots and lettuces.
Gotta love corporate security.
Taser will ask Red Jack, is there anything you can do here to give us advantage? Questioning tone.
Yeah, I would definitely try, like, with the key card to disable the sentry turret that's in the server room. I suppose would be limited to what I could do with the computer use or, like...
Go ahead and give me a computer use check here. Undarix had mentioned that the turret down below... It needs to be, the card needs to be swiped on it directly.
Oh, okay. Computer use, 15.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Amon tech security is pretty high. So going through here, I mean, you have a lot of access, right? Like you can turn off or disable cameras. You're getting little warning alerts from other server locations. So they're saying, you know, hey, we're currently suffering some gang activity that's using up a lot of our defensive resources. Be warned, like those warnings will pop up on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does look like everything in the server room is being controlled by a separate system. Like it, like as you try to go, oh, we'll disable that, it says like Omeda does not approve.
Can we click a button to ignore those other warnings and just like hide those warnings from the other servers?
Yeah, you can basically click like scene.
Yeah,
like acknowledge.
Everything's fine.
Mark is red. Red Jack. Best you'll see if there is way you could potentially distract guards from our desired location.
Can you do that thing where you like loop the footage so that when we get in there they're not seeing us?
Yeah, just loop it over the four guards that are just kind of in there.
Or if you could call a small alert somewhere else to distract them so that they're not just not there when we're heading. I also do have a question for the GM. Jim, how is a janitor getting... Are we going to a lower level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, are we taking a lift? Everywhere. Because oh, yeah, going downstairs in that yeah. sound... with the car, like a chair, would just go flying down. So are we using like a lift? Or is it like a button that turns it to a ramp?
This is a high-tech place. It's got to be an elevator, right?
Yeah, it's got to be an elevator or turn stairs to ramp function.
Effectively, yeah, it is a stairs to ramp function. In any kind of fantasy setting where you have both tall people and short people, ramps work better than stairs, because otherwise, Lycals and halflings, your yeah. average stairs are just going to be awful. When he says stairs, it means more so that there's a ramp on that. But that also is a place where you can see the camera in the corner, having those kind of checkpoints where they can watch people move up and down them.
Hmm. Okay. If I can somehow try to loop some of the footage, like for the next hour of it just being normal.
Yeah, so this will be a bit of a tough one. We're going to set this at a DC 25. If you fail this by 10, it will trigger the alarm.
Can player choose not to do it?
Absolutely.
I'd recommend against.
Yeah, Red Jack is going to look over. It's like, okay, like I've never really done something this huge before. So I could.
It's easy enough to do on smaller CCTVs, right? But this is a large corporation's defensive technology securities. So it's kind of one of those, to do this without leaving a trace makes that a bit more dangerous.
What about a distractive sensor, basically just like, oh, hey, there's a ping on this other side of the building or something that would maybe make more guards go that way? And that, like, is that possible, or would that also be too risky with what you're seeing? Because the less people we got to go past...
It's the people inside the server room that are the problem.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The server room.
They're probably just assigned to the server room, and it'd take a lot to get them out for reinforcements, probably.
Yeah.
You're saying there's four guards outside of the server room and four guards in it.
Yeah, so what about the four guards outside?
Yeah, okay.
You pass the two on the way in, you know there's two on the second floor, the other four are on that inside middle first floor.
Are we able to find where, I guess, the utility maintenance room is, where the ventilation and, like, HVAC would all come together? I sliver over to Dark Arbor. Can we supply some sort of a gaseous agent through this vents, through these vents?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, so on the second floor, they have sort of cooling units, HVAC. You know, you saw the vents before on the roof blowing air out. So you know they have to have it in here somewhere, but looks like that's all set up on the second floor. Second underground floor.
Okay.
You want them paralyzed, unconscious.
Paralyzed. Paralyzed would look less suspicious on the camera.
Until we move in and make our heist.
If they are already done like that, they won't notice until we are in there. Whereas unconscious, it will raise alarm.
Right, and we can try, depending on how it works, we can try to supply it to other rooms but the utility room. So I'm thinking the next step would be trying to get to that maintenance utility room.
Mm. Plan accepted.
Dark Harbor out in the hallway, that guard would start heading back and the front desk person would be like, oh man, you hear they had to put out riot suppressors over at the bank? Shit's getting crazy out there. He's, well... That's why I take black site duty. It's way easier. Nobody knows where these places are.
Immediately gets shot in the head.
Taser feeds into Red Jack's head what to say with our thing saying, tell them just getting trash can so you can grab Arbor.
Yeah, and Arbor will like use their telepathy to say guards on his way back.
I will do a quick cleaning job. If I can, just like run like a hand or like a cloth hand over a dusty keyboard.
Maybe. Said, it's my gun. You're rubbing my gun across the keyboard.
Flipping the keyboard over and then swiping away all the Cheeto dust with the gun off into a dark corner, because I can't imagine this room being totally well lit. But somewhere he won't notice and may appreciate a little cleanliness. And then go for Dark Arbor.
As you kind of make this work, the door will open and the guard will... Alrighty, back to it.
Yep, all yours.
Don't forget chair to, like, neat the chair.
Yeah, I drag in the other furniture for him. It's like, there you go, nice and dusty. And just, like, you hear, like, a blowing noise, but it's just, like, him, like, patting on the cushion.
Stop talking. and leave.
Yeah, the guard will kind of sit down and, you know, does that obviously, like, look around a bit and, like, janitor's getting lazier. All right.
What do we pay them for again?
I'm just picturing the blowing noise is like that fan of, like, noise. That's just...
Yeah, we'll pick up. I'll drag Taser out the cart and grab Dark Arbor and, I guess, make our way towards basement 2.
Heading across the hall to the third floor, you swipe your card, it dings. You can see the ramp set up here. There's, like, basically, imagine it's a ramp for most of the stairs, and on the far right-hand side, they have a small set of stairs. Kind of more traditional stairs, like, tucked on the side of it.
Okay.
So, if somebody needed to set something down, or, you know, like, the janitor, right? If you need to set down a bucket, it's not in an angle, or anything odd like that. Though, of course, normally, you should have brakes on your pushing device.
Normally.
As you go down, the camera will watch as you guys move down to the third floor, or the second floor, swipe, and you enter in here. It's that cold chemical smell of basically just kind of machines operating. You hear a few almost animalistic noises from a back end of this floor. The two guards here seem to be at attention. You can tell that there's chairs really close to them, like they stood up because they heard someone coming down. But once they see it's you, they'll sit back down.
Still, like, shuffling on my knees or duck walking behind the cart. My Taser.
Taser is giving you, micromanaging because you are very obvious in your awkwardness. That it is just, you're just getting this robotic voice just telling you, like, act calm, do not stare. Intimidation tone, stop staring.
So yeah, we'll continue to go on and look for the maintenance room.
Looking for the maintenance room, you'll pass by, kind of like they said, mentioned before, this place looks like it, this lower floor has definitely a few rooms that are holding materials for other black sites. So you definitely pass by, like, a room that has, like, several kind of large human-sized canisters with kind of a blackish sludge that seems to be swimming around in a liquid.
What do they do here?
You'll pass by another door here that has, looks like it has two different swiper parts, that one that your card you'd normally go to, but the other pad looks a little bit different. Does not look like something you'd kind of standardly use. But the guards here will kind of watch as you're doing the slow walk around, right? You're not going directly to the room that you want, as they keep an eye. But when you get to the maintenance door, you swipe open and you're looking at that, that standard kind of boiler room, right? The piping everywhere, ventilations, that constant mechanical whir. It's a little bit warmer in this room than the rest, and you're able to enter in. There is a camera in this room.
Aha, camera.
Time to clean the camera.
Yeah, I don't know what the best move is for that. I couldn't change the tape. Could probably easily destroy the camera, but we're then on high alert.
Is there a rerouting system or a
connector? Could we just smudge the lens as you're cleaning it?
Wait, yeah, you have a thing, Arbor. Perhaps you could. Could you throw, like, a bit of thing, making it dirty temporarily or something?
Put some on my duster or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything that would affect a camera, but...
Oh, wait, I'm in a cart. I'm a cart. Push me against the wall, and then Dark Arbor can shove it in there quietly without it being seen by anything. Just looks like you just leave the cart by the vent, and you start cleaning, and then Arbor does his thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll finagle, like, the cart, do, like, a 30-point turn to try to get it to his side. And put him up against it and then make it look like I'm cleaning the dirty boiler room.
No. But...
I mean, Jeff, is there a vent that I can dispel toxins into?
Yeah.
And can I aid in this check?
No, I don't see how you would be able to.
Well, I was going to say, like, what poisons would you say I'd have access to? Because there's a lot of poisons.
I mean, shoot, I guess this would probably be a good place to do a flashback then.
Okay. So, I mean, the poison I want to get hold of is Azure Lily Pollen. And that does nauseated for 1 minute, paralyzed for 2d4 hours.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Alrighty.
But it's a DC 30 survival check to harvest it.
Are you flashbacking, imagining that you're harvesting the plant itself, or you're finding, like, a cellar to get the pollen?
Oh, I was going to say I'm harvesting it myself. Like, I've got loads of stuff about harvesting in my feet and stuff. which I now need to look up because there's so many different things I've got.
If he's going by himself, this would be like just Taser and Red Jack sitting in one of the vans ready to go. Complete silence, complete non-movement from either of them.
Yeah, just I wouldn't be nearby because this is an inhaled toxin and be quite
poisonous. So I just feel like we two are just in that awkward silence for the 5 hours you're probably gone. Perfectly okay with it because both of us are not very social.
So I never risk poisoning myself when harvesting. That is from my Umbaro background.
Perfect.
Actually, I might be able to help out.
Yeah?
Because I'm constructed, I have a +4 on mind-altering effects, paralysis, poison, and stun. But because I'm a ninja, I'm also trained in poison use, so I can't poison myself when applying poison. Trained in poison. Maybe that helps?
Yeah, I have that stuff too.
Yeah, so really the trick here is basically, like, what do you have that you can add to the survival check? Because we can say that, you know, Dark Arbor has access to their, like, small personal garden. You know, this poison goes inert after a week. So the flashbacks within the last week, you know, when you probably got the message to come on this mission or that the Kabuto Syndicate was hiring. So I guess what?
Well, we had 24 hours about from when the guy's shift. We had about 12 hours. We'd been able to got it by then.
Yeah, it's mostly as written. It's a DC 30 survival check and 10 minutes of stressful work. We're not worried about the time. It's mostly hitting that 30. You know how to extract it. You can extract it quickly and well. So what we're going to say is this, is you basically have 3 lilies, azure lilies, harvested from Corellia that are ready to be harvested. So we'll give you 3 checks.
Okay.
To see if we can see how many doses you get. Okay, each dose, of course, beyond the first will increase the DC for how much you release into the air.
Okay. So Red Jack is assisting you then, since Red Jack can't risk poisoning?
If I can.
Yeah. If you, since you are trained in poison use, in this case, yes, you can definitely roll either a survival or a craft alchemy to try to aid.
I only have a +1 in survival.
I'm assuming you don't have craft alchemy.
For you, as an Umbaro collector, you can use your craft alchemy, but for Red Jack, it'll be a DC 10 survival check to add a +2 to a Dark Arbor.
Okay, with my the +4 to poisons, is that like to resist poisons?
That's to resist.
Well, if you fail the aid, provided you don't get a 1, you're not doing anything worse to the check. You're just not aiding.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll roll it. Well,
see, that's good.
Perfect. All right.
Red Jack is unhelping.
So yeah. Yeah, it's just this +14. You get 3 rolls.
Let's just do this. Like, 3 rolls. One of them's going to get, right? Sure.
Yeah.
So go. Not the first one. Not the second.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to use that at Christmas.
Oh, wait. How much extra did you say I got from the assist?
2.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah.
So yeah, that 15 was a 29.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Oh, man. Natch 20 naturally. Lovely.
Perfect. And on the last roll, yes, with a craft alchemy 32, you're able to get 1 dose of the azure lily pollen.
And that's all we need. Like, it's going to have quite a high check anyway, so I get, I can concentrate this. Oh, I need 2 doses to concentrate it. Fuck. All right.
Yeah, unless you want to use your...
Sure. Let's use the Christmas roll.
Oh, nothing. Basically, just say, cool, we'll turn that natty 1. I'll put in some sleigh bell noises for us.
Yeah, we'll say that one was actually a crit.
It's perfect.
It's
so, yeah.
Christmas murder miracle.
It's Christmas.
We cut back to this maintenance room as the faux broom is getting ready to release their toxins. So I believe your concentrated increases the DC as well as the frequency.
Yep.
And so you would have mixed this then probably while you were on the way over here, because it has to be used within an hour's creation. So
yeah,
perfect.
I would say that with how my wheelchair looks as a very well-made cyberpunkish, like, silk black dark blue wheelchair with lights in it underneath too, so I can see. So the cart has that underneath, but what would probably have it morphed into with its extra spider legs at the bottom, those would have morphed into looking like brooms and stuff, but then one of them would have turned into the tub cart that hooks, that you can hook a spray bottle onto. So you can just spray the bottle without having to leave the cart. So that's where I feel he'd actually have been placing. So it would just look, if anyone saw on the camera, it'd be like, oh, it just, did that spray bottle squirt? Like, literally just be it.
Is that mop moving that spray bottle?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I just spray this poison, the azure lily poison, into the vent, and the guards will have to do a DC 17 fortitude save.
Alrighty.
I'm holding my breath, just in case.
Yeah, that's probably wise. And so they will, like, retch and stuff for the first minute, and then they'll be paralyzed for 2d4 hours.
That is my only concern, is that we've got to get there fast. If they're going to retch, if someone sees it on the camera, they're going to rush down there. Which could help us in the long term in a way, though, because then they'd start retching.
It was on this floor, right? And does this vent go to the whole building, or is it just the server room?
That's a good question.
Because if so, I'm going to be making a lot of checks.
Yeah, so this is just, right now, this is the air being cycled into the server room.
Okay.
Guards outside of it on the floor you're at will be fine, but the guards inside of there.
I mean, what are the chances of them seeing them retch and running in?
Can you see inside the server room from the outside?
You cannot, because it's a floor down below. So these guys would have to get, like, radioed from the people up above.
So it's fully secure. So yeah, the only problem will be the getting past the guys then.
That's not a problem.
Unless all of these guys succeed past 17.
So with that, it has been released into the air duct system here. What are you guys up to now?
Now we need to get downstairs as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, I would say stop cleaning. Come, it's done.
We're dropping all pretenses. We're just going in.
Okay, so exiting all out of the maintenance room, you have the two guards that are perfectly fine that are down here that guard the ramp up into that middle first floor. The two that watched you come down into the maintenance room.
Okay, so we're taking these two guys up before we move in?
No.
We need to get to the floor with the server.
We're not. Right? We're still under disguise, Red Jet. We're still under disguise. I was just telling you to come back with us so we could continue. We're going under disguise as long as we can.
Gotcha. So I'll head back behind the cart and pull it out of the maintenance room, heading towards basement 3.
Heading out of the maintenance room and walking across this floor here, the two guards, as they watch you approach, would ask if everything's okay.
Yep, everything's going good. Just making our way to the basement.
These guys here, the guards would, but Undurix, you skipped the lab.
Oh, right. I'll say over Sliver, like, do we hit at the lab or do we bust on through?
Go to the lab. No, we have time.
Right,
we have. We've got to be quick.
If they start retching, then it's going to look bad. Just say we're going to.
True.
Say we'll do it at the end.
Oh, yeah, we can totally. Like, I'll totally take care of it at the end of my shift today.
Tell them you've had a vomit up on the high level, you've got to clean.
They wouldn't know that.
It is not lying. He's not lying if he says that.
I think we should go back to the lab. Or head to the lab. No. Okay.
But
let's be quick about it.
Yeah, no, we're expecting everything to occur quickly, so hopefully they'll get notified and head over there too, and at the very least they'll be all grouped up, possibly effective as well.
That's true. Looks like that's going to be a risk we take, because either way, anyone going in there doesn't know there's poison, so they are not going in with masks.
Yeah, I'll just say to them, like, oh, yeah, right, I thought they wanted some priority on the server rooms done tonight, but my bad, I can do it later. And start wheeling back towards that lab.
I will say of the slicer to Arba going, get ready on a neutralizer. As in to not, if in case we get asked another question.
But Red Jack, I still will need a bluff check.
Sounds good. All right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The guards share a look, but we'll kind of, all right.
The custodian must seem drunk today.
Wait, you don't remember me? It's me, your friend, Endurix.
I'm walking extra slow and my cart's bigger than normal and wobbling. What's the problem? I got a plan. I got a potty plan. I keep putting it in weird places. What's the problem?
There's also the part that Red Jack has to, like when you're a kid, when you put your arms inside your shirt, but just put your hands out of the sleeves. You can't put your full arm because as a shorter character, you'd have effectively gorilla arms.
So you're wearing my summer kit.
Yeah, you have to keep like your hands close to the chest, like, oh, I can't reach that because I'm not supposed to have a 3.5 foot reach.
I got to case the old T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
It's arm day down the gym.
We're just passing him a stuff to make it look like so he stops extending his arms.
But yeah, heading over towards the lab, You can see the strange ooze moving inside of the larger kind of liquid containers that extend from ceiling to floor. But a light will go on in one of the corners of the room as the guards will kind of react a bit of, well, you can kind of overhear them. We're getting an alert from the server room. Observation saying that there's something going on in there, but not to enter. Well, APD will have to get it solved. They're on the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Use me. I have wheel blades. I can activate them and they'll look like something else and you can charge at their legs. Just ram them and then rush in.
Yeah, so I'll turn the cart back around after hearing that and getting an okay from everybody and just like start walking towards them and then like slowly picking up speed.
Wait,
like, is that
you know what we could do? We could all just break that. There are cameras, but we kind of been made anyway. Once we get to those guys, we could just attempt to shift and stealth and rush past them fast. Like, you're a fucking ninja, I'm a stealthy tree, you're a stealthy tree.
Yeah,
let's get there and see what's going on.
People, so we are
yeah,
on
they're,
a time
they're
right
on
now.
Their way, but there might be guards from the building that have come to the server room now or something.
DM, would we, hearing that, would we know that was the worst possible things are now coming, or just other guys?
Yeah, it's the APD, the Amon Protection Division, are coming here to inspect. So you have 5 minutes.
Yeah, so we just got to rush. Let's get to a corner. We can't, unless I'm saying drop the janitor disguise. We should just try and run it or stealth run it past these people. Fuck the cameras.
So you don't want me to ram you into them?
Oh, we could do that too. It's more just if that's still time in combat.
Okay. Yeah, it's not.
It's, really, it's your guys. Do you want us to take out these two guys and rush, or should we try and just rush past these two guys as all three of us? Because I can climb on the wall and stuff.
I think if we keep up the janitor disguise until we get to the server room and just be like, I hear there's cleanup needed in the server room, get us in there.
If the door's open, we could throw a grenade in there. If we're at the right time. I agree with Ben, he's right. If we stay in this disguise as long as possible, we aren't detected.
Okay, I'll wheel the cart back around and slowly approach the two guards and try to bluff our way, I guess, up to the server room. Maybe aiming like the cart between the two, so like the guys are almost touching them, and if you guys just like reached out and like you'd be like within reach without issue.
I do have quick draw, so free action for me to just aim and to just grab and shoot him in the head or stab him with the claws. I can also make I do have daze. I'll have that as a just in case your bluff goes wrong.
Okay.
If not, Arbor, maybe you have something. I don't know, like that.
I could do different poisons again.
Okay, so yeah, we're ready to, basically, I'm ready to drop a spell, Arbor's ready to drop a thing, or we attack if it goes wrong. But yeah, you gotta try and
get us there and uninterrupted as possible.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll wheel us up, kind of placing you guys in a strategic, advantageous position, and try to make our way through.
But yeah, as you approach the guards and sorry, and Darks, but looks like the server room is off limits. We're getting a report from the observation room that there's some sort of chemical spill.
Oh, you sure I can't, help clean it up? I'm really looking to get myself a little extra bonus. You know, the gambling debts have been hitting hard this week.
Yeah, they'll check load that. And do you have a inhaler mask or anything on your cart that will protect from that? Because otherwise, we're not supposed to open that door.
I have one. So my item would appear.
Just pass it through a hand.
Be like, yeah, yep, I have one right here, and like awkwardly like reach underneath, like, yep, here, right here.
I realize I do have one, just brought one, knowing he was going to get poison.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just, if you want to hand that back, then Red Jack will have to wear that.
Well, there goes my protection.
Because they don't know Red Jack's an android, but their buddy in Darks, they know, does have to breathe.
Just
it is
like
a basic one.
Hold your breath until we can pass it back to you, you know?
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
I feel like the whole time Taze is doing this, it's like Dark Arbor and them are still staring at each other while it grabs and hands, and those two still haven't stopped staring at each other.
Put on the mask and play off the gambling debts. Go ahead and give me your bluff.
We go.
Hey. Oh, yes.
Got an old nice natural 20 for a full 29.
Yeah, these two guards will look at each other and brief cross of looks of like, man, I get it. You got to get your Amon points in, otherwise mandatory overtime. Sure, this is an easy win, right? Last thing you want to do is be forced to work on one of the game days. So, all right, you got the mask. Go on up.
Thanks. I'll be sure to check you out on the next. Shutting up now.
yeah. You just say that. Stop talking. This time, both Dark Arbor and Taser go, stop talking.
It stops mid-sentence and just nods and pushes the card.
just stop. Move on.
Now, as we open your present, I'm going to roll fort saves to see who passed out here.
So it's actually an 18 DC, because I get one from Focus Poison as well.
Oh, hell yeah. Nice. Okay. So with an 18, you swipe your card. As the light goes from red to green, you're able to open it up, and luckily you have your mask on, so you don't smell the strange concoction. You don't smell it anyways. But inside here, the closest guard fails. Looks like they're out. Boop. Next guard fails. They are out. Kevin, the one behind him, looks like a little bit sleepy.
Sleep time is Kevin.
And let's go with Bartholomew at the main counter there. Is passed out in a pool of vomit.
Yeah, take that. I have a better guard.
So there is still the automated turret in there, right?
Correct. As you open up the automated turret, turns and focuses on the door. You see the countdown for it that you have 20 seconds to go over and swipe your card.
Don't take me. Remember, I can't breathe in there. I gotta stay outside.
Can I hand
you quickly give me the mask, which would be suspicious. Don't do that.
Okay.
You can hold your breath for a...
No. It's better. If I stay outside, I can also give you guys a second if someone's coming. The cart staying outside is way less suspicious than a pot plant.
I mean, maybe you can drag me in as the mop.
I'll drag in the mop. And I'll leave Taser out by the door.
Yeah.
Okay. Go swipe. Quick.
Yeah, I'll make my way to swipe. I guess I have 20 feet movement because I'm crouched.
Yeah, moving across the ground quickly on your knees.
Where is the swiping machine?
It is on the side of the sentry.
Oh, okay.
So you gotta run here. Straight line on your knees.
Yeah.
20 seconds, plenty of time.
Yeah, you should have... The normal janitor gets in here, parks his thing, walks over, swipes it. As you swipe it through, it switches to green before it rises up. And the automated voice in here would say, "Greetings, Undarks. You must be careful. The room is filled with poison."
There you have protection.
I'm just going to nod, taking advice from my comrades from before of saying fewer things.
The automated turret seems to follow you, like with its camera, as it's talking to you.
So we have like explosives or something, right?
Correct. The
EMPs.
We'll give off an EMP, but it is bombs.
Yeah.
I would telepathically say, you can risk bringing me in now. I will hold breath.
Okay.
Because I have one at the bomb, so you want to grab it in case I do get knocked out.
We could also grab the bombs from you if you wanted to stay out.
Yeah, it depends what seems less suspicious.
Probably. I'll look around to see.
I'm willing to be knocked out in exchange for us carrying the story, you know. Us like a thing, and I'm sure Arbor maybe has a revive thing. Maybe
you only need to hold your breath as long as and until you can get the mask off of.
I want to say I go back to the cart, go back to Taser. I think the best way to do this is to just set up the bombs and leave.
Yes,
it's like these guys are out. I have a fear of this security AI. And as soon as we activate the bombs, they're probably going to put us on high alert. So if we can activate them and leave the room at the same time, I think would be the best strategy here.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be on a timer anyway. We should have made sure the timer is a minute or something and then get out of the building, because the ABD is going to be here in about 4 minutes now.
Yeah, especially as soon as the AI realizes that something's up, that sentry gun is coming back online. So we want to be as far away as we can from it. So I can bring you in, Taser.
Holding breath.
Bring you in, and you're already here.
Drop the bombs in a position that is out of line of sight of the turret.
Yeah, just kind of going, towards each incapacitated officer security guard and just like maybe checking, pretending to check if they're okay. I'm not checking.
That's a great idea.
Okay. And then maybe planting the bombs real close to them.
To the audience, there's like a lot of guards on the floor in between server gaps, so we're good.
We could put the bombs underneath the guards.
Yeah, that's perfect. Oh, so that means also the next person. The only issue is if the people will be checked first. So if they come, if we have a minute, because if we don't, if we set it 5 minutes, they'll disarm it.
We got to set the timer before the APD arrive.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're going to be here in 4 minutes, we need to set it for 3 minutes or something like that.
2 minutes.
And like we can say, oh, we got to get out of here quickly because you need to go and get some air.
Yeah, yeah. We could use this to our advantage.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Moving between the servers, the turret continues to kind of check on Darks. Are they okay?
And Darks will look back, I guess, towards the sentry. They're not too sure where they're looking at, but we'll look at the sentry and kind of give a thumbs up.
Oh, good.
Redjack is sneaking bombs underneath them.
I mean, you wouldn't want to be verbalizing in a room full of poison, just in case.
Yeah, you're able to place the bombs there.
All right, I'll be sliding the bombs. You've got to put your thumbs up. I'm a literal cut. I can literally be doing this and nothing seeing me.
You said you're setting them for 3 minutes?
Yeah, if the...
Minutes, 2 minutes 30.
Yeah, the Amon PD is like 30 seconds or 20 seconds before they're supposed to show up.
Okay, then, for a little bit of tension entertainment, go ahead and give me your computer use. Or if you have, of course, craft demolitions, you can use that. But otherwise, just... sitting it here real quick, making sure nothing goes awry, as you have to program in like 2 minutes, 30 seconds, then go across the hall or go across the server room to the other one and set another one.
Yeah.
Am I able to assist? Because I do actually have something in computers, not much.
If you're trained in the skill of computer
use,
then
I'm not trained. I just have a free in it.
Not on this one, but these things are set up to be pretty straightforward, right? This isn't a complex thing. It's more kind of like a DC 10, making sure, but you're just kind of under a stressful time period.
I'm all just laughing at the two trees making the robot do everything.
All right, computer use, here it comes. Not bad. I rolled an 18.
Remember, perfect. You do have your Christmas if we really need to make sure it's accurate.
But we might have to save it for the escape.
18, you're able to put it under the body there. And you can see, I mean, these are Amon guards, right? They do have some grenades on them. They have some smoke grenades. When this goes off, it'll probably set those off as well.
Hell yeah.
And so moving over between the other servers, and you can see these guys are kind of doomed. They're standing right over the vents that blow up the blow the oxygen up into the room.
they were getting the fresh air.
Yeah. All right, and go and give me the second check.
The second one is a computer use as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
Excellent. Both set up well.
I rolled a 20. Well, dirty 20.
The automated turret here will... All right, Indarks. We'll see you again tomorrow, right?
We'll give Omeda 2 thumbs up and turn back towards the cart and start leaving the room.
Pushing down the ramp, the guards here at the bottom would... How are they doing up there?
They're definitely... That room still needs to be cleared out. I think I cleaned up most of the vomit.
And they'll, you know, we don't envy you.
That's why you pay me the big bucks, as you like... Showed at elbows in midair.
Oh, just stop talking. Stop moving the thumb. The thumb is annoying.
Time to leave. Let's just get out as quick as possible.
Yeah, let's go.
So then as we finish up the session here, right, as we're seeing if we can get away clean, as you head back up to the ground floor, the guy from the observation room would kind of poke his head out and, hey, Undarks, is everything all right? I saw you go into the server room. I saw you check on the guys in the middle, but it's like Kevin and Bartholomew here. What's going on?
Like I started checking them out, and really, I think even with the mask on, I was starting to feel affected. A guy can only take so much vomit in one day. I'm really sorry. I need to call. I'm calling in sick. I'm calling out. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and give me that final bluff. You can see there's the countdown timer that has 1 minute left.
Yep.
Use the Christmas. Use the Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Using it. I rolled. What did I roll? It was a 13 total. So, yeah, I plus 9. I rolled a 4. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely using it.
For Christmas.
Yeah, you'll see, like, the guard here would look to the mop, which is Dark Arbor, and there's no puke on it, right? There's, it's clear you haven't cleaned up anything for a moment before switching that, you know, using that crit missile.
Can I get some
fresh air?
On my moss on him, on our Dark Arbor, like, mimicked vomit on him.
Dark Arbor froze up.
Yeah, just...
Did your mop vomit?
It was just so much, man.
He's seen some shit.
Yeah, with that, he'll... All right, you know what? I'm just freaking out because the APD is on the way. Go ahead and get some fresh air. You have a lot of cleanup to do here in a bit, so take a break, and after they clear us, come back in, all right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But thumbs up and just wheels Taser and Dark Arbor out.
Just the thumbs up, Taser just fights. Like, I feel like Dark Arbor has to grab Taser's arm to not try and smack him for keep thumbsing up. It's just pissing it off. Just
planting their roots onto Dark Arbor, just be like, onto Taser.
Yeah, just... Annoyed grunt.
The guards outside having a cigarette will wave as you are, about halfway down an alley before the explosion goes off. As you'd see the, stained glass wings and hard light shield represented as a halo as the APD is flying down towards this burning smoke billowing out of the front door kind of thing as you guys disappear into the night.
Ooh, geez.
Oh, that was so stressful.
You had to do everything.
That was a lot of bluff checks.
Oh my god.
That was just all red jack.
You guys so played... much for our stealth mission, it was totally deception.
That is stealth. We did perfect stealth. No one saw us. Like, no one detected us.
Zero alerts, zero kills. Grade S.
Yep. Full health.
Yeah, like, when the explosion happens, there's you just on your knees, finally stepping up, the guy looking taller as you walk, and there's the explosion, and then we get the video game. Grade S. Clear.
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, blah, blah, blah. You know the stuff. Musically, you heard Everything Breaks by Nylor, as well as Neon City by Begendu Begeju. Take care and stay safe out there. All right, bye. Bye-bye.